lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I wonder, have you ever taken a journey? Well, you may have taken a journey to the grocery store, to the mall, maybe just down the road, or maybe you've had a big trip. Maybe you've gone several hundred miles away from home. You may have taken a vacation. You may have flown somewhere. You may have driven somewhere. But you've taken a journey in this life. Well, there's something I'd like for you to understand today, that life is a journey, that we are on a journey right now. And as we think of this, now I want to speak to you saved people right now, you person who knows Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Now that verse does not say that God's going to supply everything we want. It says that he's going to supply our needs. And whatever comes into our life, he gives us what we need in order to live in this life. Now, some people have more than others. Some have less than others. But everyone's on a journey. And as a saved person, God says, "I'm going to give you what you need." The problem with most of us is we want a Mercedes instead of driving another type of automobile that's not quite as expensive. But this is what God says. He says, "I'm not going to give you everything that you want. I'm going to give you everything that you need." But you know, I found in my life that as I'm on life's journey, that the Lord will sometimes give me more than what I need. And that's what we need to be thankful for, that in this life's journey, God does so much more for us than we ever realized. And this is something that you and I, as saved people, really need to be thankful for. Every person in this world needs to be thankful because Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. So if a person is not saved, that person is still on a journey. It's sad that their journey is going to end up in a devil's hell. That is, if they do not trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But we're on a journey today, and what do I need as a saved person? What do I need to do? What am I supposed to do? What can I do as I journey through life? Well, I must continue to face and tackle life right where I am each day. Each step of the way, all the things that I need and all the things that I find missing, such as wisdom and knowledge for my ignorance, strength for my weakness. I need these things, wisdom, knowledge for my ignorance. I need strength for my weakness. I need companionship for my loneliness. Jesus Christ said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And he is the one who gives us the confidence of knowing it's as though he wraps his arms around us and he gives us that comfort that we need when we're lonely. We don't have to be lonely. We have companionship. Guidance for my walk is through the Lord Jesus Christ and my talk. He gives me guidance for walking, for talking, and for this and every other day of my life while I'm on life's journey. Well, God's working to win over myself, working that which is wrong in thought, in words, and in what I do. Well, does that mean that we're perfect? No, we're not perfect. We're not going to be perfect until we're with the Lord, until this old body is done away with, until it is gone. And then the real person is going to be perfect because we're going to receive a new body like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And before I receive that new body, the real person is perfect. Once again, this body is not perfect. We do things that are wrong. But I need, as I go through this journey, I need someone who keeps me in check. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the more I realize these needs in my life, the more I will realize my need for the God who can supply all of them. Well, as I continue to act right and walk right as I go from step to step, I need to remember four things. First of all, I need to remember that life's journey is a contest. Now, there is a contest, and it is constant. And as we look at this, there is a constant contest of right versus wrong, truth versus error. And there is victory and defeat, winning and losing. Well, notice in 1 Corinthians, we're going to read several verses here. And if you have your Bible, and if it's possible for you to open your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And we're going to read a few verses here, and then we're going to read Galatians in Galatians chapter 5. But 1 Corinthians chapter 9, start reading with verse 24. Know ye not that which they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. In other words, you're not wasting time. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Paul the Apostle says he tries to, while he's going through this journey in life, he's trying to let God work in him to bring his body under control, to help him to do what is right in this life. Now, he too admits that he is not perfect yet while he was in this body, that one day Jesus Christ is going to set him free completely from this old body, and he's going to have a new body fashioned like his Lord. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 23, goes on about walking and letting us know that, once again, we are on a journey. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 23. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, some people pull out a verse in what I've just read, and it says, it talks about all of these things that are wrong. He says, as Paul says, as I have told you before in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. On the surface, without studying and reading the Word of God, it would seem as though Paul is saying, if you don't work, if you don't do things certain way, if you sin, then you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. You're not going to go to heaven. Well, that's not what it's speaking of here. I believe it's talking about, as we walk and journey through this life, we have to realize that as long as we're in this body, things are going to take place that's not right. But we should not give in to them. We need to let the Lord help us with these things that come into our lives. And I believe that just as the Israelites, the Jewish people, were not allowed to enter into the promised land under Moses, that they would not enter in because of their unbelief, because of their hard-headedness. I believe that a Christian who continually fights against God, now I use the word fight, I mean, when I use the word fight, I'm speaking of they rebel. They do not do what God wants them to do. They do not enter into the rest of God. In other words, the kingdom of God. I believe that's speaking of the life that the Christian has overcome, and he's not sinlessly perfect, but he's doing what God wants him to do. He's trying to do what God would have him to do as a child of God, and he will enter into the rest. It doesn't mean that he's going to enter into the rest after this life is over, which he will, but it's speaking of right now. It continues on in verse 22 of Galatians chapter 5. Once again, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. God has promised us to give us the peace that passes all understanding. He does that when we get saved, and then as we journey through life, He's going to give us that as we let Him take care of us, watch over us, and help us to overcome those obstacles, sin that comes into our lives. Well, Jesus said, I have overcome the world, John 16:33. I believe what Jesus was saying is this, I'm the victor and the conqueror. And then we as His believers can say, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. And in fact, we are super conquerors, not in our own selves, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to understand that and remember that every day of our life. Now, life's journey is also a conflict. Life's journey is a battle of words and wits, hurts and harms, kill and killing. Ephesians chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. Once again, this is some scripture that we need, and we need to listen to God as He speaks to our heart. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Paul the Apostle again says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. Well, these are some words that we need to adhere to and we need to listen to and understand today. And then again in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, there it is, we're walking in the flesh, we do not war against the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We need to stay in the Word of God. We need to listen to God, what He says. We need to grow in His grace and knowledge and let Him lead and guide us into all truth. And the peace of God is going to keep us. It's going to pass the understanding of human beings. It's going to give us what we need as safe people. Well, life's journey is a concern, and the people problems and pressures around us tend to make us worry and be anxious. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Well, there's so much more that we can go into. And let me say this, that as we think of this, life's journey, there is a confidence and comfort in the Lord. Paul was confident. He was assured. He was fully persuaded. He was certain. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. When we get saved, Jesus Christ is performing the work in us. We don't work for salvation. We don't work to keep it. Jesus Christ is working for us. He's shed His blood for us, and we're going to see Him soon.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.